Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday the 4th of March, ending Sunday the 10th of March, which holds the time change in the U.S. We have sprung forward an hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday the 10th, and also we will have the Pisces new moon occurring at 5 a.m. in the new Eastern Daylight Time on Sunday the 10th. I have recorded a separate podcast to discuss that event because there's enough there that you need to know about. And maybe a couple of other things that I didn't talk about, but I will be talking about that aspect in the weekly astrology forecast. So let's begin. We also, by the way, will hear about the change for Mercury. We'll enter Aries near the end of the week, too, but we'll wait till we get there. Monday, we begin with the waning fourth quarter Sagittarius moon square Neptune in Pisces until 10:41 a.m. Monday morning. Ooh, nobody wants to get out of bed. Nobody wants to start moving. It feels so fuzzy. Maybe there's rain or some other weather issue. It's that kind of morning. We may be over-idealizing something. We may have had some strange dreams and we're pondering those. Just be aware of this aspect, which can also bring you into some kind of a conflict with toxic substances or infections. So just a word to the wise. But after this, Sag Moon is void, of course, until 4:15 p.m., when it will enter the more grounded and stable sign of Capricorn. Mercury, in the meanwhile, is in Pisces still and sextile Uranus and Taurus in that void of Moon course for Sag. 3:24 p.m. is when that comes in exact. So you may have some inspirations, and that's great. It's just not the time to act on them when the moon has nothing to say until it goes into another sign. 4:15 p.m., yes, it starts to move towards the sextile to Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn in Pisces, and that's a long one, till 10:38 a.m. on Tuesday. So now you're starting to ground and structure some of those more fuzzy areas. Perhaps you feel less fearful or vulnerable because Capricorn's there trying to give you some really good advice and, you know, how to structure things. And then Tuesday goes on with Capricorn moon in a trine to Jupiter and Taurus until 1:30 p.m. So that's a good time for you to check out your financial status, speak to an advisor, look at real estate. But again, it's fourth quarter. So it is a time to also look at what you might want to change for the next cycle, coming into that new moon, as I said. Moon sextile the sun in Pisces until 8:01 p.m. makes relationships and conversations about things go well. And again, the sun in Pisces may be giving some inspired thought to the Capricorn moon, softening the edges a bit. And yet also, the sun in Pisces may feel helpfully anchored in a way by the energy of this Capricorn moon. From here, we go to, in planetary aspect, moon in Capricorn, trine, Uranus, and Taurus. So we are thinking about those changes, those financial changes that may be coming, what kind of changes we may want to make. And that comes in exact at 2:28 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Another good aspect for Capricorn moon, the sextile to Mercury in Pisces, mostly overnight. and coming in exact in Eastern Time at 7:54 a.m. on Wednesday. So some messages perhaps came through the dreams, some creative inspirations, a desire to do some meditation that morning and get something understood. And also, because we have a moon in Capricorn, sextal Neptune in Pisces coming in at 2:35 p.m. So it's really a less of a practical energy going on than usual, but there may be some interesting ideas and images and visions that come up that can help us look at our goals and how to achieve them. Void, of course, Capricorn moon, after that 2:35 p.m. aspect, enters Aquarius at 7:38 p.m. on Wednesday, makes the conjunction to Pluto at 9:54 p.m. So there's some gunfights at the OK Corral on media going on. Somebody has a very strong opinion and a very strong desire. So, you don't always have to answer, or you don't always have to say these things to anyone. Keep it to yourself. But when we have a Moon-Pluto conjunction, we can be obsessed about the things that we're in the feeling space on. And Aquarius can be about the future and groups and friendships and also our goals. And so just be aware of the intensity that is there right at that time. Moon in Aquarius will move from that. It'll take a long time to get to the completion of a square to Jupiter in Taurus. 4:08 p.m. on Thursday is when that comes in. So we don't feel it right away. We feel free. We feel like we can make our own mind up. We can do what we want. But we may get a little check and balance on that when we get nearer to the square on Thursday. It may be a financial issue. It may be real estate issue. It could be just values that aren't the same. All right, conservative versus liberal, etc. So be aware of that and the fact that the moon is going to a conjunction to Mars. And that comes in exact at 1:51 a.m. on Friday, so that evening. You don't need to get into it. It's not going to work well. You know, don't push the envelope. Don't push your opinion. Don't think your feelings are the only things that need to be addressed. You know, try to give yourself a little space to breathe. Try to give the other person a little space to breathe if they're doing it. And, you know, just say, oh, you know, I got to go. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You know, so the person doesn't think you're gone for good, even though you might be. But the moon on Friday is also going to square Uranus and Taurus at 3:50 a.m. So some of us on the East Coast will be having those upsetting dreams of like, what's going on here? You know, like, why did I dream that? Oh, my goodness. Be aware of what you're watching and listening to on the media, television or any media, the evening of Thursday, because a lot of those images can go right in to that dream time. And it's really not about you at all. But you can see how impactful what we look at and get engaged with on the media can be. All right, but we wake up with a Mercury-Neptune conjunction at 10:06 a.m. It's sort of like Monday all over again. But it is even more because it's the last gasp of this mind in the deep sea. And it could be great if you use it for spiritual purposes, if you're involved with flowing movement like yoga, tai chi, you know, if you're doing a creative experience, like downloading some beautiful poetry or fantasy fiction, yes. But if you're trying to be logical or reasonable, not so good. All right. And even the GPS may be not logical and reasonable, so be careful with that. But the moon from 3:50 a.m. on Friday to 1:56 p.m. on Friday is going to join Venus. And that's like a big sigh of relief. Oh, it's so nice to see you, you'll be saying to the friend you chose to meet for lunch or brunch that day. This is someone who understands me. They both feel, and they both have the same vision for future and things like that. So yay, really nice friendship group energy to have. Void, of course, will still feel that joining to Venus energy. Nothing's in the way. Until the moon enters Pisces at 8:03 p.m. on Friday. And then it is in the way definitely because it's going to join Saturn until 1:23 p.m. on Saturday the 9th. Aw, well, maybe it's just weather. Maybe it's just cold, wet weather. But it's a downer in terms of your feelings. And we just need to look at it and find our ways around it. And see if we can lift our spirits and not go too far into these murky waters. We'll come out of them. That may be one thing you keep telling yourself. 1:23 p.m. and that's it. It's over. Because now we're going to go to the sextil to Jupiter. Only till 4:24, but still, it feels so much better. Wow, somebody's come along with something I can see and feel happy about. And that is that. But there is this aspect coming in Saturday. I didn't mention this one in the new moon because it's separating from happening. It's Mars in Aquarius, squaring Uranus, ruler of Aquarius, in Taurus. Now, this is another one of those volatile moments that we must be aware of and be aware of it enough to know that we have to watch not just our own impulsive acts, but that there could be others out there that aren't doing anything except going right ahead with their impulsive actions and doing surprising things or wanting to fight about values and freedoms. And, you know, fighting gets us nowhere. And, you know, this need to push onto something, it can result in something really unpleasant that you don't want to experience. And if this is happening outside of you and your realm, it's still a little bit on the difficult side, I should say, volatile side. I don't know if I would want to be out and about necessarily right then if I didn't have to be. Not that anything will happen to you, but just that there may be this energy floating around that can be just making you feel on edge. I mean, with all of the aspects, and I've said this many times before, I'll say it again for this one, if you don't have a direct connection to these planet degrees, and we're like in that 19th degree of Taurus, Aquarius, when we come to this, if you have a direct hit onto a planet or an angle, the important angles of the chart are the ascendant, the midheaven, the descendant, and the home. They don't even have an English word for it. Imim Koili, you know, the midnight hour of the bottom of the chart. Those are the prime points that if you have a connection to that, you may see something more intensely. But if you don't, again, it may just be something around you or news that you're reading about, and that can still be upsetting, right? As we have found out so many times every day. But now, after this square, the moon is still going to sextil Uranus and Taurus, so the energy of positive change is there. And also, Uranus and Pisces moon can bring in a lot of energy of, you know, intuition with the Uranian and just sensory psychic feeling with the moon in Pisces. So you sort of set your course that way. At 11:03 p.m. on Saturday, while the moon aspect is coming in at 4:22 a.m. on Sunday, you have Mercury leaving the bottom of the sea and jumping right into the fire of Aries at 11:03 p.m. So things change. And that is the sign that Mercury is going to retrograde in. And we've talked about this before. And, you know, I've given you dates and everything. And I have them somewhere, but I can't see them right now. So I'm going to have to flip over here to the back of a book and say that Mercury will not retrograde in Aries until the very first day of April. So it goes all the way up to 27 degrees before it retrogrades, goes back to 16 degrees when it goes direct on the 25th of April. So it's those 3 weeks in April that we have that Mercury retrograde, and it will keep, you know, again, keep going right now. So you're not in the slowdown for a while. And that's important to know. And you know I'll tell you when we get to it. So this Mercury is, you know, again, wanting to go full speed ahead. It is not patient, and it may say things without thinking very much. Just kind of blurt them out, you know. We could be aware of that. We could try to realize that. We could also understand that it's easily angered, and it's you know, irritated in a way, and this overwhelm of the mind. So we should be thinking about ways to get some peace and let go and detach. So, you know, breathing and stuff like that, which will calm down the mind. Yeah, I mean, it's a Bach flower remedy. Impatience. It's the word impatient without the ending. It's just the S, impatience. And this is like it sounds. It helps you connect to the higher mind and the timing of the higher mind instead of your forward at all costs motion at this point. You know, think before you speak. Not as easy with Mercury in Aries, all right? But you can just know this, and you can start to feel it out and see how much it is affecting you. Of course, Mercury is going to be in a certain house in your chart in Aries, and wherever that house is, maybe a lot of what you're talking about and being impatient about or being, you know, argumentative about, you know, so that's your chart. If you don't know where it is, if you don't know things that you need to know, you know, I can tell you because I do readings. So you can contact me easily and find out what you need to know. So that is what's going on as we come into Sunday with that sextile to Uranus and Taurus, 4:22 a.m., and then the new moon at 5 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We are going to be seeing a lot of energy in Pisces, and this is very close to Neptune, Sun and Moon, our conjunct Neptune, Moon, right away afterwards, is the aspect it's going toward. It will complete at 3:45 p.m. So there can be a lot of hazy, I'm not sure. That can irritate Mercury. So just be aware of that. You're setting intentions. You should take some time and think about, as I go into in detail in the forecast for the New Moon podcast, what are you willing to promise and will you carry it through? This is always a good idea. but is a feature. And that new moon, as I mentioned in the podcast, and I will mention now, is the new moon that will become a full moon in Pisces lunar eclipse on September 17th. So there's a lot of things to be looking at. So I hope you'll listen to the podcast, because some of these things that are going in now with the new moon will be part of that eclipse energy for you and for us as a nation and the rest of the nations of the world. So it's not a small moment because of its connection to an eclipse. This is 20 degrees Pisces for the new moon and 25 degrees Pisces for the full moon. So if you have planets around that energy or being squared or opposed or connected in a way that will be, you know, making it more impactful for you, look at that. There is also positive aspects. You can have a trine to something, another water sign, something in Cancer, something in Scorpio. So there can be sextiles to Taurus or, you know, Capricorn. So it's just knowing that this is a place of starting, and it's March, but it will come up the 17th of September. So after this conjunction to Neptune, 3:45 p.m., that makes it kind of a day, like, I don't know, you know, it's like maybe daylight savings time has everybody off, and it does. Does terrible things to your natural clock. Oh, why must we mess with everything? That is so, you know, like humans trying to dominate everything. But, you know, you're going to feel maybe a little tired, you know, because suddenly it's earlier and you got to get up, but it isn't when you were used to getting up. It is maybe weather, I don't know, but it's something that's kind of creating that fog around Sunday the 10th. And the low energy cycle of the new moon combines with that. We've been lessening in the energy levels. Mercury and Aries may make us think we aren't, but it's just your mind. You also have a body, right? So at any rate, this is something to be aware of. And Mercury is like really out there wanting to get some information and make some communications, because it's sextile Pluto in Aquarius until 6:21 p.m. And then the moon enters Aries at 8:19 p.m. and sextiles Pluto in Aquarius and then joins Mercury in Aries. So sextile to Pluto is 10:38 p.m. The conjunction to Mercury is 11:15 p.m. So that's pretty much the day for the East Coast. And of course, this is when, you know, the motors start revving up, you know, in every possible way. One thing you have to be aware of is that when the moon is in conjunction, like I would warn you about the moon being in conjunction to Pluto, right? The moon conjunct Mercury is going to make your feelings and your thoughts the same, in a sense. You know, you're going to be instantly reactive to your thinking. So just be aware of that. Everybody else is too, not just you. So if you're still up, you know, that's only 8:15 p.m. on the Pacific coast. So you're getting that one. And then the Aries moon will not have another planetary conjunction till early morning on Tuesday, and that'll be the sextile to Mars in Aquarius. So the week after this new moon, we're going to be looking at the fact that Venus is going to leave Aquarius and enter the sign she is said to have her exaltation, which is Pisces. And that will be, let's see, is there anything else? Well, you know, we are having St. Patrick's Day. That's something else again. But I believe that is the planetary shift that we will talk about with the week from March 11th to the 17th. Yeah, having St. Patrick's Day on a Sunday. That's an interesting combo, isn't it? Well, always, I wish you the best with these aspects, and I will say goodbye for now.